Unit 4, Lesson 4A, Exercise 8. Speaker 1.
I work in a biomedical lab where we study epidemics and develop vaccines. We focus on the UK and in particular the flu vaccine. The vaccine is different each year. This is because of slight genetic changes to the flu virus. Most cases are in the winter, so we try to get the vaccine ready by autumn. This means that in the summer, we study the different types of virus and try to predict which one is the greatest threat for that coming winter.
Speaker 2.
I first moved to Angola in southern Africa 5 years ago because I was working for a charity that helps refugees. Basically, we find empty buildings and prepare them for use as classrooms, health centers, that kind of thing. Anyway, for months and months, I just couldn't get used to the heat or the insects. It was a real culture shock. Several times, I thought about moving back home, but I stuck with it. I'm glad I did, too, because now I absolutely love it here.
Speaker 3.
Our group organises anti-war protests and campaigns against the arms trade. In the past, it was all about demonstrations. We used to travel to London most weekends and protest outside Parliament, handing out leaflets and talking to anyone who would listen. Generally, we campaigned for specific changes to be made to the law. But now, in the age of social media, we've changed our tactics slightly. We still organise demonstrations, but we also use Facebook and Twitter to publicise our cause now. And sometimes we start online petitions too.
Speaker 4.
About 3 years ago, I started working for an organisation that distributes emergency food aid to areas hit by famine. Before I got the job, I imagined that we'd get a lot of help and support from the governments of these areas. But in fact, at that time, they were quite suspicious and sometimes even hostile. I quickly had to change my ideas about what we could realistically achieve, and that was disappointing for me. But now, things are very different, perhaps because they're used to us and they trust us. There has definitely been a total change in attitude. We get a lot of help.
Speaker 5.
I work for a company that helps businesses reduce their carbon footprint. We look at energy use, water use, recycling, everything. We usually recommend quite small changes to the way businesses work, but these can have a big impact over a long period of time. We also help the companies to turn these measures into a selling point. For example, I often help them to rewrite their marketing material and brochures in order to highlight their environmentally friendly approach. It's something consumers worry about, so it's important to mention it.